Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and today we're going to talk a little bit about God's plan. Have you ever noticed that we often tend to think only in terms of ourselves? I think that that's a pretty familiar idea. You know, we by nature are selfish and we think about what we want and what we know and what we want to make happen. But what I mean by that, in addition to those things, is that we often tend to think of ourselves first in everything. I don't just mean selfish things. I mean everything. You know, when somebody walks by you and they look upset, you know, what's your first thought? Usually for me, I think, oh, you know, what did I do? How did I upset them? And yet, you know, this is somebody that I've never even met before, and they're just walking by me. And maybe they're upset because they don't like the weather. Maybe they're upset because somebody said something to them that they didn't like. Maybe they're upset because they don't feel that the clothes they're wearing are comfortable. Right? There's all kinds of different reasons, and yet my first thought is, immediately, I must have done something that bothered them. Right? This is how we think. We constantly think about ourselves first, and I think that that's something that happens as well when we think about how God is working and God's plan. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Have you ever asked yourself, when something has happened to you, have you ever asked yourself, why did this happen to me? Why is God letting this happen? And you know, I think almost immediately our first response is to think, what do I need to learn? What is God teaching me? And again, it's this idea that, you know, it all comes back to us. We're thinking about ourselves first, but have you ever thought of the idea that perhaps, what if all of this was happening not to teach you something, but to teach someone else something? And what if that someone else lived centuries or millennia later? And I think this is the way that God works. You know, God operates on a time scale that we just can't even fathom. You know, he knows the end from the beginning, so God can actually take a look at the whole picture, and he can say, you know what, I need that to happen to that person right now for the sake of someone who's going to live years and years later in a totally different time and space. And in fact, I think we see that when we come to John chapter 11. John 11 is the story of Lazarus' death. It's a pretty familiar story to us. And yet, have you ever noticed how Jesus describes the whole incident? In John chapter 11, Mary and Martha send a message to Jesus to tell him what happened to Lazarus. They wanted him to know that Lazarus was sick. And so it says there in verse 3, John chapter 11, verse 3, it says, "So the sisters sent to him, saying, 'Lord, he whom you love is ill.' But when Jesus heard it, he said," listen to this carefully, "but when Jesus heard it, he said, 'This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it.'" Have you ever thought in that kind of perspective? Right? The Lord Jesus essentially says to the sisters, first of all, this is not to death. Right, you know, that's supposed to be a comfort. This is not to death. And then he says, but here's the whole point. This is for the glory of God so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. This is a totally different perspective. Right, Jesus says, wait a minute. This isn't necessarily even for Lazarus. He wants Mary and Martha to realize, yes, he's sick. Yes, I recognize that this pains you. You know, and when he sees them, that's when we read, Jesus wept. Right, he wasn't aloof from that. He felt their pain. And yet, in the midst of all of that, he says, but I want you to know, there's something bigger happening here. And so at the end of the whole incident, we're told that many believed because of Lazarus' resurrection. And even more than that, how many have believed over the centuries, over the millennia, because of what was written down in John 11? Can you just imagine that? Can you just imagine in the kingdom of God, when Lazarus is there, and he still has the memories of his experience of what he had to go through that day when he died. And yet, in the kingdom of God, seeing all those people who come to him and say, Do you know how much the story of your experience helped me? Do you know how much the story of your experience changed my life? Just imagine that. You know, countless people that he has never met, never known, and yet they were changed by what he went through. That is the scale on which God operates. And so you can just think about it. I mean, think back to all the characters in the Old Testament. All those people who are types of Christ and yet suffered through these things, wondering, why am I going through this? And yet finding out in the kingdom of God, oh, well, did you know that this was a picture of the Messiah? Do you know how much encouragement the Messiah took from seeing your strength in suffering? From seeing your faith? We have to take our thoughts out of today. We have to take our thoughts out of ourselves. And I think what God's trying to get us to do is to recognize that he is so much bigger than what we see, what we experience, what we feel, and that he has a plan. And that all these things are happening maybe for our sake, maybe because we have something to learn, maybe for the sake of somebody around us, or maybe they're even happening to us because somebody years later is going to hear about our faith and they'll be encouraged by it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.